Each day went on. It got even worse and worse until the third day. I could, I'm sorry, the fifth day at the end of the work week. My throat was so sore I couldn't swallow, and I felt awful. And finally, I had a day off after this fifth day. I could go to the doctor. Well, as I went to the doctor, I found I had mononucleosis, or mono. I've been working this entire time with an infectious disease of mono. Had I been able to take some time off, I believe, I would not have gotten as sick, because I got an extremely acute case by working through and forcing myself to work while I was sick. I lost 15 pounds in 1 week. It was so excruciatingly painful I could not swallow water. I could barely get more than a spoonful of yogurt down every day. I ended up missing 2 weeks of work. By trying to work through this sickness, I got even sicker and missed 2 weeks of work. If I had paid sick days, I wouldn't have had to feel this way. And it would have given me some kind of safety net, so I wouldn't have to have pushed myself so hard and made myself even sicker. And for this reason, and also for all my fellow workers and all my fellow Marylanders, I urge you to be very favorable of HB 968. Thank you.
My name is Matt Quinlan. I will also be brief. I'm a lifelong Maryland resident. I am a 10-year veteran of restaurants, working in kitchens. I'm also a 8th grade history alum of Representative Mitchell's history class 2 years ago. So the grades are in, so he was good. He was a fair teacher. And I'm done. I just wanted to share and sort of piggyback on what was said, and I just really wanted to focus on the point that concerns me the most from working in restaurants is sort of the public health point. And I don't speak as a public health expert or as a doctor of public health or even a student of public health so much as just somebody who's literally had their hands in the public health of my community, working in restaurants and in kitchens. I've worked on lines where when we get cut or when we get burned, we typically will just take paper towels and duct tape and sort of wrap up the wound and you keep working. I've worked on lines where when a flu or an illness spreads, and we may all start sharing that same illness, but we're still going to work every day, the common strategy is to use the buckets that pickles come in. Pickles come in these sort of like 5-gallon buckets and put a couple of them on the line or either end of the line. So people, if you're, physically ill, you can be sick, but then continue to work. And so we'll sort of share these buckets, do what we need to do, and go back to work. And these are sort of extreme, illustrations, but they are not uncommon. They're, pretty typical in the restaurants that I've worked in. If anyone's eaten in at least a dozen fine dining restaurants throughout Baltimore City, you may have eaten at one of the restaurants that I've cooked in, that I've seen these practices going on in. And this is not because people working in kitchens or restaurants are gross, even though we sometimes can be can have a little bit of fun while we're working. We're decent people. We're hardworking people. We're husbands and mothers and siblings and children and people who have to, like Mark said, sort of soldier on through illness because we don't really have an alternative. And the public health implications of this then are that the illnesses that we are dealing with, may be passed through to the food that we're handling. So for those reasons, I would urge everyone in this room to vote favorably on this bill. Thank you.